Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't, and where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks for tuning in, and we've got Larry on his phone down there in the Southland. Hi, Larry, how are you doing?
Hey, Stuart. Just hanging on, watching all the crazy stuff going on.
Oh, I'll tell you what, the Matrix mayhem is increasing rapidly. It's amazing what's going on. I know you had a couple of housekeeping notes you wanted to alert everybody to.
Yeah, thank you, Stuart. I was just going to mention, because I know a number of our listeners are subscribers to the Yahoo groups, and of course you are too, and for years now, that's been putting out information that almost couldn't go out anywhere else. And, you know, about a year ago, you know, they decided they were going to stop the digest. And so I lost some people because they don't like the individual email. And I was that was the only remedy, was just go to individual email only. And I did that. And now I find out in the middle of December that's going to become non-existent. I think what it is that they simply can't stop every single email, and so a lot of the good stuff's getting through and going out there, and the only way they can stop that is shut it down. So I believe it's December the 15th, Yahoo groups will be shut down completely, gone, vanished. But I just want people to know that I'm looking at, and up to that point, follow the Night Shadow Show or follow my blog. That'll still be going on, but I'm going to look into maybe some type of other email notification, and who knows? I mean, we're in some really, really unprecedented times.
Yeah, we certainly are. And for me, the update would be, if you haven't gone online at the Night Shadows Club to get the brand-new Prophetic Insider and the brand-new Twilight magazine, both of them really filled with some information that's actually kind of scary, frightening, as to the degree of lies and deceptions and delusions the American people, well, people of the world are on. Anyway, I think maybe we should start, Larry, with inbounds. We're seeing now fireballs. I guess there were three big ones. One of which, or maybe all of which, actually hit the ground in Mexico. So this would indicate that the uptick of the inbounds is maybe on the way. Have you heard anything more about that? Obviously, space debris of some type.
Yeah, we keep getting scattered information, but, you know, I'm sure the people are aware that most all this stuff has been made so top secret, none of it gets out anymore. And the only leaks that get out are something they've either leaked or it's an accident, because the American people are pretty much being kept in the dark about everything. But, yeah, we're in a series of more and more inbounds.
Yeah, it seems like that. Mike from around the world was warning us that was going to come, and I think Dana Coverstone mentioned impact events, maybe minor, you know, not a big one. And I think he said a great big one was going to come in December sometime. And the Bible does say, folks, that we are going to have major, and I do mean major, impact events. One of them takes out one-third of the ships of the sea. I believe that one's probably in either the Pacific or the Atlantic Ocean, and evidently creates so much havoc that it destroys one-third of the shipping, if you can imagine that. We also got a sunspot alert from, are you familiar with that one, Larry, from Space Weather?
Yeah, I haven't really seen any updates to that, so I'm assuming that that sunspot, even though it showed up real quick, is probably moving around to the other side, so hopefully we'll be out of the way.
Yeah. And the other thing is, more red auroras. Is this the new normal? A fellow from Finland was asking. For the second night in a row, we have photographed red auroras, an extremely rare event. The only reason I'm bringing it up, folks, is we're having an uptick in frequency changes, magnetic changes, and plasma events. And that the red ones kind of, in a way, tie into the red skies of the Native Americans. That when you begin to see red skies all over, basically, they say, I think it's for three nights in a row. Larry, are you familiar with that one? And when you see that, that's it, basically. We have then entered into a time of no going back. Let's put it that way. It's over.
Yeah, I believe, I think Red Elk actually said that when you see the red skies, he said, you know, time's up. And there are other ones I've seen prophetically and also from some of the seers that seem to indicate that the red skies is one of the last warnings pretty much, and whenever you see that, you're in trouble.
Yeah, basically I think what they're referring to is because there is no repentance, there is no turning back, and judgment now must fall totally upon the planet. We're under judgment already, folks, in the United States. I think we've been under judgment now for some time. It's just that the Lord is doing it very slowly because he wants people to repent. But there comes a time where Omega Point is hit and the church age is over. The church goes home or is hidden away, however you want to look at it. And it's over, basically. For the United States, anyway. You said that Barry had a new code that you wanted to talk about.
It's really interesting. He actually, today, October the 14th, 2020, he got his first matrix up. He's really digging into this, and it's under construction seals, so it's not finished. But it's very interesting, and you were mentioning, you know, the red sky and et cetera.
Yes.
He actually asked a question in the title. He says, this new code seems to connect Hitler, the Fourth Reich, UFOs, and COVID-19. And he says, are we maybe on the wrong timeline? Question mark. He's looking into that. And It comes from the book of Numbers, the book of Deuteronomy. And there's seven so far in the first matrix. Let me read them because it kind of ties in with where we seem to be in this election thing. Number one, COVID-19. Number two, Hitler. Number three, fourth. Number five, Reich. Then the UFO. And then Kamal A. And then Kamala. So her name, Kamala Harris, appears to be mentioned twice. And you know, Stuart, I've been looking at a lot of the troubles. This last week has been really incredible for Joseph Biden. Not only is more coming out about he and his son and their connections to corruption, but also at the same time, he's made a lot of troubling mistakes, with what he's saying. And as a matter of fact, as far as he's concerned, he's running for the Senate. So my question is, Stuart, is it entirely possible that they knew he was never going to be the president? That's the best way to get the Democrats to vote, the conservative ones, is to vote for a Joe Biden who's really just an empty suit, and actually Kamala Harris and whoever her handler is, as you say, they will run the show.
I think that's what the plan is, and I think Pelosi's behind most of it. I mean, Pelosi's a very evil woman and satanically controlled, obviously, totally corrupt. And I don't know. They'll do anything. That's my take, to gain power. And if they have to assassinate President Trump, I think they'd do it. The communists are the deep state, and pretty much, if you go into biblical prophecy of Daniel and the fourth beast power, it's communist United Nations. So it's all beginning to tie together now. Exactly how they're going to come to power, and we know they will, because Daniel says they will. And remember, the Lord said not one dot, not one tittle is ever going to, jot or tittle is going to pass from the law or even from the prophets. It's going to go down exactly as it's written. And so this is a very interesting Bible or Torah code, I should call it, because there's something really, really illegitimate going on all over in the United States. And as I've said before, these people have infiltrated every area of government, of judicial systems, of the universities, the military, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And it's just a matter of time as to when the trap is sprung upon the American people. Now, we're getting all kinds of reports about late October, early November of massive rebellion. What's your latest on that, Larry? Revolution,
well,
I guess you could call it.
Yeah, we are getting a lot of information. A lot of it seems to be intel, which means you really, you know, there's not a second and third to it. In other words, we're getting what leaks, basically, is all we're getting, because, as I said before, almost all of this information now is gone to national security, which basically covers everything they don't want you to know, even if it's what kind of shoelaces they have. That's national security.
Yeah.
And so that's how they believe the American people are so stupid that the American people themselves will not even request the information. And, hey, Stuart, guess what? They don't.
They don't. They are. Unfortunately, remember Barry Rothman's stupidity virus?
Yeah. It's widespread.
Evidently. I hate to call it, because the American people aren't stupid. I don't know. They're under a spell, some sort of witchcraft spell, and they just can't think right. But I think we're going to see some really weird shenanigans coming up as we move towards the election time. Barrett did very well on the Supreme Court hearings. She kept her cool. They tried to bait her over and over again. She never took the bait. And I think she did excellent. And but the time of all this, I'm not so sure it's going to matter. Under emergency, the Supreme Court goes home. Congress goes home. A lot of people don't realize what the FEMA rules are, all passed in secret, basically. And I don't think any of that FEMA stuff is legitimate any more than these medical tyranny rules and regulations for COVID-19. They're illegitimate. They're corrupt, totally corrupt. They were all passed in secret so that the people didn't know what was happening. And then they spring it upon the American people. And unfortunately, the American people, I don't think, from the prophecies that I've read, are going to rise up and do anything about it. They're going to go under this. And that's something that, I can't think of her name, Celeste, said that she thought 93-97% of the American people would be led into the basically the Hitler gas chambers, along with their children, with no resistance. Now, what does that say to the American people? What has happened? Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, yeah, I might be able to answer that question. What's wrong with the American people? Well, the interesting thing is I remember probably at least 20 years ago or longer, remember how there was a conversation, every year they have this Holocaust remembrance.
Yes.
You know, basically worldwide, and most countries believe in it. I know that two or three radical ones don't, but they have that. And then I remember 20 years ago, people were kind of laughing, and there was discussion about what in the world could come across all the Jews to make them not fight, to not combat, to not stay out of the railroad cars, the cattle cars, and why they would load them onto cattle cars without any opposition, haul them to a camp, and then put them in the ovens, and they just haul them out like baked cookies. And people would say they can't even imagine such a thing. But here we are, Stuart. Here we are in modern-day America, and guess what? We're seeing the same thing. I really do believe that it won't be long, maybe, till the deep state will have the American people carrying their used masks, not the fresh ones, the used ones, and have them wear them like underwear. You know, they got one side for each leg. You can just slip them on, and that's your underwear while you put a fresh mask over your face. That's the depth of ignorance we've gone to, Stuart, and you're exactly right. I do believe there's a remnant out there that knows the difference, and they're, I believe, kind of scurrying and getting back in the shadows, if you will. But there's a whole mass of America that there's not one drop of repentance in at all. I would ask people when they say, well, people's repenting, I would say, whereabouts? Where would you say that's happening? The American nation, the people of this country in mass are doing nothing but defying God. So what I have to say is, don't laugh at the Jews. You're going to do the same thing.
Basically doing it, you know. What's amazing to me is this CV-19 hoax, and that's what it is. I know a lot of people think when you say it's a hoax, it's not real. That is not what I'm saying. It's very dangerous, whatever it is. They're riding on it. The death rate of this thing is very, very small. They've never locked down anybody. They're just using it as a means to clamp down on the freedoms of the American people. You gave up everything. You gave up the Bill of Rights. You gave up your right to exercise your religion because of some comrade communist governor or mayor. And you don't do anything about it. What's going to happen when the arrival takes place? What's going to happen when Satan shows up? I can tell you what's going to happen. They're going to bow down and lick his boots. That's what prophecy says, that they're going to bow down and lick his boots. I don't know. I don't know what's happened to the American people. And, of course, they're disarming the military as soon as they can come back. They basically disarm them as soon as they can. There's no fight left in America, and I think the enemy knows it, and they're going to take advantage of it. And we are going to go down, as I've said many times for many years, that America has to go down. I was shown that by the Lord. I was taken to Washington and shown it. And I never asked anybody to believe it came from the Lord, but that's what I was shown, that America has been weighed in a balance and it's been found wanting, and we're going to be destroyed. Your only hope is the Lord Jesus Christ, to get under his wings, and that's it. Anyway, damage done to CERN 5 years ago has now been repaired, and they are going to take it to power levels never achieved before. Do you remember how they were doing this and punched a few holes? What is going on over there? And are there people just going to, over there in Geneva, just going to allow this? I remember a prophecy that said CERN ultimately destroyed itself, and basically, I guess, Geneva as well. What do you think? What's going on?
Well, I do remember that. I believe, I can't remember, there seems to be two or three of those prophecies. I think Nostradamus was actually one of them, believe it or not, and talked about some type of strange disaster or catastrophe that befell Geneva and killed masses of amounts of people but blew up out of the ground. So to me, that sounds like an explosion of CERN they couldn't control. Matter of fact, I know of an author years ago that was linked in with CERN, and he actually wrote a fiction. You remember the days when you had to write fiction or you couldn't put the book out?
Danny Dougal's one of them.
Like you did, Danny Dougal. But anyway, interestingly, he wrote a book how that underground CERN, it went awry during a massive experiment that went wrong and killed massive amounts of people, opened a portal, and opened a dimension, and there was some type of dimensional breach, and it killed people for hundreds of miles. But, you know, that's where things are going. And believe it or not, Stuart, and this is interesting to me, the day they're going to what they call open 12 portals is what they're saying, and use this massive frequency change so high they've never used it, is going to be October the 22nd, 11-11.
Yeah, 11-11. Yep, 11-11. They always play by their numbers. And it does say they expect to open 12 portals, an interesting number, of course, by itself, and have been working on especially things which deviate from the original goals and plans. Of course, we've known this is a satanic operation from start to finish. And the elite of the world have opted to throw their hat in with Satan. It's that simple. And they're committed. They're going to do it. Aiding and abetting treason, murder, war crimes, treachery, so foul, there aren't even words to describe it. The U.S. knew where Osama bin Laden was before going to war in Afghanistan to get him, and it was the U.S. that arranged for him to hide. Well, from Bush on, I mean, major, major treason has taken place. What's your latest on that? They say they've got audio tapes, videotapes, pictures, documents, the whole thing.
Yeah, I did. They're trying to keep this covered up, but it's starting to slip out because this even goes back to Benghazi and things that, you know, that go bump in the night, if you will, politically. This is a nightmare come true if this does get out. I did watch a video and another one, so different news groups are beginning to put stuff out on this, and if that's true, what's about to come down about the Obama administration and even the few of the treasonous ones before him, they're gonna need a false flag. They have got to cover this up. This is pure treason against the people of this nation.
Yeah, and basically, folks, I guess what these documents show is that Clinton and it's Hillary, our sweet little turtle dove that's harmless, and all these other guys like Brennan, Obama, and who knows who else is involved in this, they deliberately killed the SEAL 6 group. Remember there was a helicopter crash, killed all the SEAL 6 group? Well, that was deliberate, according to what is coming out. And Benghazi, Hillary Clinton engineered all that. Remember when she testified before Congress and said, well, what difference does it make now? These people need to be hung. They need to be tried for treason. And if found guilty, they need to be hung. And they should be hung right there in Washington where everybody can see their bodies hanging from ropes. And this is high, high treason. But, you know, frankly, I don't think anything's going to come of any of this. And the reason I say that is, deep state is too entrenched. Now, Barr has more or less said, well, you know, there's really not enough here to do anything. So, I don't know. We'll get into a lot of this more on Friday. Here's another headline. China orders troops to prepare for war. I guess we're going to war, aren't we, over Taiwan and who knows where else. We're shipping stuff to Taiwan, I understand. Is that right?
Well, Stuart, from my point of view, and, of course, it's probably my point of view in deep state's probably different, but from my point of view, I kind of go along with Trump. China's already attacked America. This is a bioweapon. This is weaponized. And they're also involved in the and it's been proven. I'm not making stuff up. It's been proven that they're behind financially and militarily a lot of the insurrection that's occurring in this country right now, and they've even got troops scattered around America getting ready to take over if they ever get the chance.
Yep. Canada is loaded with them. Mexico is loaded with them. America does have to go down, and there's other stuff going on, too. Here's another one. Canada going tyrannical, second total lockdown and isolation camps for all refusers, setting up checkpoints on roadways. We've warned you about that. You're going to see TSA on the interstates, and they're going to start taking temperatures and all that sort of thing. And I think they've got a red list. And if you happen to be showing up on the red list, you're just not going to come home. It's getting time now where Americans have to be extremely careful. We have high treason from top to bottom with few exceptions. And the ones that are an exception are trying to blow the warnings, but nobody's paying any attention to any of the warnings. And then we got this war that seems to be expanding. Larry, what's the latest on that before we close off? We'll get into all this on Friday. This is kind of an update of what's going on. But it seems to me that that's expanding over there in Armenia. What's the latest?
Well, I was going to mention also that I can't vet it yet, but I'm receiving reports that that Trump has suddenly sent troops and tanks to Taiwan and also is in the process of shipping missiles. So China's irate, and they're preparing, I believe, to go against Taiwan. But when they do, there'll be American troops killed. And so we're going to war. I mean, for people that don't believe that, I don't know where they're at. But on the other hand, too, we're trying to stay out of the Armenia-Azerbaijan war. At the present time, the latest I heard is Erdogan has turned down talks with the EU and NATO and is prepared to go to war with Greece and Armenia. We've got Azerbaijan fighting with Iran on one side and fighting with Armenia on the other side. And I'm hearing reports that Lavrov, the Russian, is trying to set up some type of Russian peacekeeper force to move into that region between Armenia and Azerbaijan. This is really getting serious, though.
Yeah. Well, war everywhere, right? Everybody's in the Matrix, doesn't even know they're in a Matrix. Bombshell video reveals why Biden and Obama may hang for treason. That's kind of another thing about the same thing. But there are a lot of headlines developing, coming out, all on alternative media. I haven't heard a word from Fox or anybody like that.
Hey, sir.
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, I didn't know if you'd had time to watch this Shifting Sands report on Fact News Network, but he's claiming there's been a slow movement of the crust of the earth.
Yeah, and that may be a prelude, folks, to bowl shift, crustal shift. In fact, I think that's what's really going on. We're heading into a crustal shift, a partial one, maybe 10 degrees, maybe 20. But when it occurs, it's really going to trigger volcanic activity. Magma is rising all over the place now. I can remember years ago, I used to use the phrase, can we all say magma rising? Well, now it's really coming to pass. And, of course, remember when Stan Dale had that prophecy of all the volcanoes on the West Coast going off all at once? Well, it takes magma to do that. So we're going to have earthquakes and magma and all kinds of weird stuff. Any last word, Larry?
Oh, just hang on tight, and we'll see you on Friday.
Yeah, I tell you what. Folks, this is getting really, really serious. Food, even canned goods are beginning to now surface everywhere where you can't get stuff that you wanted. And also, you're going to be paying a higher and higher price. And don't forget cereals. Dry cereals can keep you alive for a long time, et cetera, et cetera. But the food chains are beginning to break. And the emergency supplies are about gone. And so, anyway, we'll see you all Friday, the Lord willing. And heads up, your redemption, in fact, does draw near. So, good night, everyone. Take care. Thank you, Larry.